So yes, my name is Catherine Mitchell, and I am with the Michigan Community Health Worker Alliance, which is a project that's hosted by the University of Michigan School of Social Work. And so today I'm going to talk a little bit about how public health social workers can work within schools of social work to support and sustain community alliances, especially those that pertain to community health workers, and talk a little bit as well about the collaboration between the social work profession and the community health worker profession. And I have no relationships to disclose. So today we'll talk a little bit about CHWs, who they are, and what they're doing in the field, and how social workers are currently collaborating with them, as well as opportunities to continue that collaboration. A little bit about the history, some of the research, and the accomplishments that have happened through social work and community health worker collaboration, as well as why public health social workers and schools of social work should really look into joining community health workers, especially concerning advocacy, as well as social justice efforts in the community. So what is a community health worker? Full disclosure, I am a member of the community health worker section, and so for the last couple days, a lot of people have been talking about community health workers and what they are, and this is actually the APHA definition of a community health worker. I apologize in advance that the citation is incorrect. However, the definition is part of an APHA policy statement. So this is the APHA definition that was developed over a very long number of years by community health workers to really define what the profession is and what APHA believes it is and has endorsed it to be. The big elements to look out for are that they are frontline workers and that they have this trusted relationship with the community in which they serve because they have an intimate knowledge and relationship with that community. They are somehow a member of it. It may be geographic, it may be life experience, it may be racial or ethnic identity, but there's a connection there that is unique to that person. And so social workers and CHWs have a long history of working together. A lot of this content in the next couple of slides talking about this relationship is taken from a paper by Mike Spencer, Catherine Gunter, and Gloria Palmisano, who's sitting right there, who have given me the permission to discuss a lot of their work pertaining to this, because there is a natural relationship between social work and community health workers, especially from what values they share pertaining to social justice in our communities. So there are a lot of shared professional values. There are a lot of natural collaborative moments that have happened to really address things like structural inequities, inequalities, targeting different types of disparities. Even in our opening session on Sunday, talking about health disparities and racism, and a lot of the different root issues within our communities are issues that social workers and community health workers have been working on together for many years. There's also a big commitment to seeing the community create its own change so that the social justice is happening from the inside out, and it's not us going in and determining what needs to change, but that at the community level, we both value having community members dictate what needs to change to make their communities a better, healthier place. Roles are very complementary. They are not necessarily up against each other. The MSW and the CHW and even the BSW, they all have different roles within a team, within the health and human service setting. There's a lot of concern that a community health worker may be supplanting like a bachelor's level social worker. However, they each have a role within a team because each of them brings a different perspective to that team or to that community. That community health worker is from that community, whereas that bachelor's level social worker may be able to liaise and work with that community health worker to work on a project or identify how they can make a change from the outside and from the inside together. There's also a lot of complement with other public health professionals, and so that includes providers, that includes even lawmakers and others who are working on public health issues, that they can do a lot of collaboration either as a formal or informal team. And so ultimately, at the community level, public health social workers can't really make a community-driven impact unless they have the voice and the perspective of that community. And the community health worker is the ideal person to join with them to make that happen. A little bit more about teams. A lot of the team-based things that have happened so far between social workers and community health workers have happened within the context of research, especially with community-based participatory research. There have been a lot of studies published that have used a lot of teams with community health workers that involve social workers, or that social work faculty and others have been driving because it brings that social justice lens to the research field, and research is happening with community members where it needs to happen on the issues that matter to them, not just academic-driven research agendas into communities without their knowledge, consent, or even what they would like to see happen as a result of that research. Additionally, there's a lot of history with policy change and advocacy, and so in thinking about role as of a social worker and promoting more socially just policies, there's a lot of opportunity and there's a lot of history of community health workers driving that. It's a lot more impactful when that community member is joining with you to partner in an advocacy effort because they can tell the story of how that law is unjust and affects them on a daily basis, or how they see a need in their community for something to change at a policy level. There's a long history of this, especially with maternal and child health, and in particular, as an example, the federal Healthy Start program has been using community health workers for years, and many social workers work within those programs, and over the course of time have taken community health workers with them to their state capitals. They do a national advocacy site visit every year in Washington and really do a lot of training and empowerment with those community health workers to take their stories to their legislators, to their representatives, to share about what's happening in their areas and what needs to change. And so the Michigan Community Health Worker Alliance kind of grew out of part of this need to really empower and sustain the community health worker programs and the community health workers who are working in these communities within urban and rural areas, especially in the state of Michigan. We are one of many alliances or coalitions nationwide, and our mission is to promote and sustain the integration of community health workers into Michigan's health and human service systems through coordinated changes in policy and workforce development. We are made up of several organizational partners. We currently have about 250 to 300 active members who are aware of all of our activities, and we have 23 organizational members who are actively working on our steering committee, our working groups, and within other areas of our work. We have six different goals, which includes a goal for our steering committee, our four working groups, which are education and workforce, policy and finance, communications, and our community health worker network, which is focused on CHW leadership and development. And then we also do a rigorous evaluation both of our alliance as a whole and then looking into how we can improve measures for evaluating programs in our community to continue to sustain them. The ultimate problem with a lot of community health worker programs, which is also a social justice issue, is that the majority of them are grant funded. And so we get all this great research going on where we get a grant, we do research, we use community health workers, we train them, we empower them, we give them all these, you know, additional learning opportunities, they take the skills they already have and, you know, improve them and increase them and are making this impact, and then 2 to 3 years later they are unemployed or they're seeking an opportunity to work on the next grant or they're being retrained to do the same thing they already know how to do within the context of another grant. And so MISHWA is really working to address these issues to sustain the community health worker profession in Michigan, and we are hosted at the University of Michigan School of Social Work. Part of why schools of social work as a whole should be looking at community health workers and how they're involved is because they align with a lot of our missions. And so this is the University of Michigan, or UMSSW, from now on I'll just say SSW, mission statement. And the last two items, looking really at promoting social and economic justice and empowerment, as well as creating and disseminating through research and knowledge building social innovations, thinking about interdisciplinary problem solving efforts, really align with community health workers and the community health worker model. A big part of thinking about community health workers and how social workers can sustain them is thinking about really translating research into action and taking action. And so taking the university setting and thinking of it as a research institution, as somewhere we can create those best practices and develop research that informs them, but also how do we take that and actually sustain it in the community so that that impact can be sustained over the course of time. So why are we housed at SSW to start with? Our dean has a commitment to eliminating health disparities through social work interventions. It is an issue that she has taken up in the last couple of years and really believes in. And we also have an opportunity to engage a lot of our existing community partners who have participated in a lot of research that has come out of the school, which is a great opportunity to build partnerships and collaboration. There's also been an identified need to connect with our communities and promote social justice, and community health workers are a really great avenue to do that. In addition, a school within the university setting offers a lot of resources that other types of alliances or coalitions need in order to sustain. This includes a lot of administrative support, access to research. The ability to access best practices and current research and literature in the field is a huge advantage, especially when we're thinking about policy and advocacy and talking with lawmakers and talking with health system officials or whoever it may be, because we have access to the most up-to-date items at all times. There's also a very strong history of community engagement through a lot of these academic community partnerships that have already been established by the school. And because of the dean's commitment, we've had the ability to get funding support through her as well as through other university departments and really use student assistance. And so the ability to engage students who are either in field placements and internships as work studies, et cetera, looking for more experience has been a huge benefit because we are able to have people who are assisting our efforts who are also learning and really excited about getting to work on something that is taking action in the community. Within the university setting as well, we have the opportunity to connect with grant writing. And so we do have a University Office of Foundation Relations that's been a huge support in terms of technical assistance, which is something that within the community organizational setting may or may not be present. We've also had the ability to really create our evaluation because of an evaluation resource at our school, which is the Curtis Center Program Evaluation Group. And they have provided significant technical assistance and support in terms of evaluating our alliance, evaluating programs, et cetera, because they are an academic, student, and community body really focusing on training student evaluators to go out and become very rigorous program evaluators in the community and have offered many of their resources. They also provide a lot of assistance with technology. So when we think about disseminating information, creating networks, all the technical support that needs to go into maintaining and sustaining an alliance, there's a lot of technical support that comes from a university setting that is invaluable. Another thing to consider in the Michigan Community Health Worker Alliance, in terms as well as others, is the just history of CBPR and thinking about community-based participatory research and how community health workers are a huge part of that, and there's a huge literature related to how they have impacted CBPR both in design and evaluation and in participating in these different research endeavors. Because of that, MISHWA has really adopted a lot of community-based participatory principles in how we govern and how we interact with others. We have a principle stating that a community health worker needs to be or should be in an ideal situation a co-leader of each of our working groups, that community health workers need to be on our steering committee, and their voices need to be involved in all of our decision making, because without community health workers, an alliance about them is really not about them. Additionally, there have been some really great faculty ties with existing programs because of this research and seeing the need that, you know, over and over again, our programs prove that community health workers are effective and they're doing great work. And all of a sudden, you start working with them and hearing their stories and seeing how much they invest and how much they want to continue investing in the community, and they can't because they're looking at academia and waiting to know what's the next research project we get to work on because my funding runs out next year. And so having the support even of all these faculty members who are seeing that their programs are making a difference, but there's no mechanism to sustain them beyond their funding cycle has been invaluable. So in terms of successes, the Alliance itself has had a lot of successes, which includes things like stakeholder engagement and interest. As a whole, we have grown exponentially. We started in summer of 2011, so we've been around for just over 2 years, and since then, interest in community health workers and how to sustain them in Michigan has just skyrocketed. We've had a lot of opportunities to share knowledge with others, including some of the key players in sustainability, including health plans, health systems, different people who are related to policy and advocacy. And we're continually expanding our partner base to include a lot of these people so that community health workers have an opportunity to talk to the people who could potentially be reimbursing them for services or assisting them in getting that interdisciplinary or interprofessional education to work on a team effectively so that care can be delivered in a health or human service setting using a community health worker as well as others, and that each of those team members understand what that community health worker is there for, and they can learn to work collaboratively together to improve outcomes as a whole. We've also accomplished a lot of specific things, including an awareness campaign and a policy brief. We've done a lot to support leadership training of community health workers, as well as looking at education and evaluation activities. So ultimately, we want to know why should public health social workers and schools of social work want to join CHWs in advocacy and social justice efforts? And in thinking about your own communities and your own states and even your own schools, just considering what resources your schools have to offer, as well as what needs exist in your community that community health workers might already be addressing, that you may not know about, that you may know about in passing, that may only be tied to research but not sustainability, and how you may have a resource or your area may have a resource to really start thinking about that. Most states have some type of alliance in place right now. The last couple of days, I've spent a lot of time meeting a lot of those people who are here and representing their states, or talking about what does it take to start something like this in my state so that we can look at how community health workers can be a public health profession that's really integrated with others and that others are aware of. And so one place to start is thinking about social work. And as social workers, how are we considering social justice? How are we considering serving our communities in just an ethical way? And even around areas of policy change, engagement, that commitment again to social justice, and then putting research into practice. How do we really take all the research we've been doing about communities, putting it into practice, and using the community people that exist to drive that? Yeah, thank you.